Blog Talk Radio.
Decided to just to give me a few minutes of your very valuable time. Let's like and share as we come in. That's, you know, that's only, I mean, that's free. It doesn't cost anybody anything to like and share so that we can get the algorithm up. And if you have not subscribed to our broadcast, why don't you do it right now? And tell somebody about us. Let's get this out because we know, and you guys have read the topic, I'm sure. And the topic is what? Structural racism in America. I just want to give us a reminder of what it's really like to live in America, okay? You have black leaders that's trying to convince us that racism, that there is no racism. And three very prominent black leaders came on national TV and tried to appease MAGA. And that's all it is. It's appeasing MAGA. And they told white people, just so that they could make white folks feel comfortable, that what they were doing was okay. And these are called coons. And these are black people that are, they look like you and I, but they do what? The bidding of white supremacy. And you have a lot of black people that look like us that are white supremacists, that do the bidding for white folks, okay? And we all know who they are, but we have to start recognizing them in order for us to be able to decipher if they're leading us in the right direction, okay? And a lot of times we hear people like Roland Martin, who's really, I mean, first, he's not black first. And that's one way you could tell if a person is for black people, because if they're not black first and they're doing everything for everybody else, like your black caucus, they're not black first. They don't have a black agenda. But they have a vaccine agenda. I shouldn't say that, Lord. I'm not going to even talk. Okay, they have a lollipop agenda. How about that? So when I mean to say something about the shot, I'm going to say lollipop, okay? They have a lollipop agenda. But if you go on their page, that's all they talk about is the lollipop. They don't talk about any black issues. They don't talk about how black folks are dying. They don't talk about Chinese hate, or they don't talk about black hate, okay? They want to cater for everybody else but black people. So that's how we know and understand that this lollipop is not good for us, because I've never seen where the black caucus has spent so much time talking about really putting their mind on a black issue. Now they're talking, that's all they talk about is the lollipop. You go on their whole webpage, it's talking about the lollipop. Since when? Is that the only issue in the black community? Is police brutality gone? Is the black death gone? Is a black and just black folk having the reunion of loving on each other? Is there racism among each other, black people? Is Willie Lynch still in existence today? We have to think about some of this stuff and understand that people that have your back is going to have a black agenda. If they don't have a black agenda, guess what? They're not for you. We have to start understanding and being able to recognize that. A lot of people that come to me and they say, hey, I'm black first, I go on their webpage, and one girl said, oh, I'm black first, but she's dating white men. How are you black first and you still dating white women or white men? How is that possible? It's impossible to be black first and you're dating outside of your race. That means there's something wrong with you if you feel that a white man or a white woman is better than your own. So don't come to me telling me you're black first and I look and you got a white man laying beside you or a white woman walking beside you. No, that's not being black first. Black first is having a black agenda. So when I see leaders that's going to tell me there's something, welcome, Sarah, I'm sorry. Welcome, everybody that's tuned in. Welcome. I want you guys not to forget, I do Blog Talk and Facebook, Blog Talk and YouTube Live. And I do want to give out the number because I know some people try to call in on, and I have to start checking on my Blog Talk because I'm over here and I'm not checking Blog Talk, so they're trying to connect and they're trying to come on live. And I keep forgetting that, you know, they're there. And I'm not trying to mistreat you, Blog Talk, but I still want you guys to come on over to YouTube if you can, or to consider your cheek. But I'm going to change my name to Racism in America. That's our only focus right now, because I want black folks to understand that we don't have any friends and we think we do. These white folks with smiling in your face, those are Satan's seed. Satan's seed is doing exactly what they were put on this earth to do, and it's to kill, steal, and destroy the chosen. And we are the chosen. People don't understand that. Why is it so hard for us to believe that we are his favorite? Because stuff happens to you, he's only made us stronger. We've gone through life-threatening. We've gone through so much stuff from them, but they don't even understand that they've made us strong. We can survive anything, you guys. But now we have to stop allowing them to educate our children, and that's another part of it. But first, let me give you Blog Talk. Let me give you the phone number in case you want to call in. It's 563-999-3682, or all you have to do is join us on live, Krista Jachik, and join us on live. And I want to mention, I do have a book that I wrote and a journal, and I called it A Mother's Love. Okay, I'm going to introduce my book. I've been introducing it, and I do appreciate the ones that go to my Okay, that's the book, and I have the journal. Okay, so I have the book and the journal. And it's almost like a healing for us. And this is what it's about, parenting. And I know some didn't have parents, and some are just struggling how to be parents. And I've raised my kids, and I'm 20 years. I mean, it took me literally 20 years to write my book. And it was from they were small, went through the teenage years, went through the high school, junior high school, college, went through all of that. And I decided, let me write it in a book. how I did it. Very successful women, very successful. But it was some struggles. But I'm not saying I was perfect because I wasn't. Nobody is ever perfect at what they do. But it just gives you a small idea of what we can do to make things better in the Black community. Okay, and we have to start educating our own. I believe that is the first step in order for us to stop having so many coons. And we have a lot of coons because we have a lot of Black folk that was taught and educated and went to these white colleges. And what they did in those white colleges, the brightest went to those colleges, and they snatched them up and they taught them how and mentored them. They want to call it a mentor. They mentored them to act and think like them. And then they sent them back in the Black community. And now you have people saying like, oh, Tim Scott, I love him. I heard Megan, whoever on The View was praising Tim Scott. And only time a white person praises you is if you're safe for them. And Tim Scott is safe for them. Okay? She said, oh, he can be president because she knows that he's not going to do anything for Black people. She does. So that's why she praised him. And when you got white folk praising somebody Black, you better believe. You think they're going to come on here and praise me? I don't rap with them. I don't rock with them like that. So guess what? They wouldn't have anything positive to say about Kathy because they know I don't rock with them, okay? And I'm going to put them straight. When they say something out the way, I'm going to put them straight. I'm going to make sure they understand where I'm coming from. But I want us to talk about, because this country wants you to believe, or white folk want to feel better about shooting you dead. White folk want to, you know, they want you to feel okay when they come in and they don't pay you the money that you deserve. You working at McDonald's making, I'm going to say, okay, even if you make $15 an hour, which they're not. But I'm just saying, okay, I met a guy and he told me he made $8.59 at McDonald's. I'm just saying, why is a grown man with five children making $8.50? I guarantee you white boys ain't making $8.50 unless they in high school. I'm just saying, we have to think more of ourselves. We have gifts in us, and I keep talking, and I'm going to talk about this until you get it. Black folk, we have gifts in us. Your gift is what you're supposed to be working in. Some of you guys can bake. Why aren't you being a caterer? Why aren't you creating your own? Some of you guys can bake cakes, pies real good. Why don't you have a bakery? Why aren't you catering? Some of you guys can fix a car and didn't even go to school for it. Why don't you have your own garage? Because they told you need a degree. They told you you need a piece of paper. Why do you need them to teach you in order for you to feel worthy of owning your own? We have to get out of the mindset, and this is structural racism that we're looking for, and that's the name of the game. Let's see if we can keep the ends down. I don't want to say it. Let's see if we can keep them down. And what do? We fall for it every time. We fall for it every time. No more are we going to fall for this structural racism. We have to start recognizing it. It wasn't just in... You know, it wasn't just in, it's in the housing. Okay, we're going to talk about that. It's in educating. It's in voting rights. They're trying to, you know, make you go backwards now, but we as Black folks need our own political party. The health and health care, the wealth gap, criminal justice system, that's all of a part of structural racism. I just want to, I know you guys know, but I want you guys to really understand the structural part of the racism, okay? How they created the ghettos. And then they want to tell you living in the ghetto. Well, they created it because they redlined it, and then they wouldn't give you the money to fix your properties up. They created the ghetto. They moved out, okay, because they never integrated with us. We integrated with them with our schools. We integrated with them with every part of our lives. We went to them. Did they come to our churches? No, we went to theirs. Okay, I remember way back in the day when I was a Christian, and we had this guy was a preacher, and he was really good, okay? Well, I thought he was really good at the time. He was, for me, for where I was at the time. And we had a white couple that came there, and the woman said, her and her husband came with children, and then she kept coming, but he didn't. And she finally pulled the pastor aside, and she said, my husband won't come to you because you're a black man. And they still think that. They think that we have nothing, that we can't lead them into a better direction. They've been brainwashed to believe that they're better than us. They don't have to listen to us, and they do that now on some of these jobs. Some of these managers don't know what the heck they're doing, but they got a job because it was passed down. They inherited their father's businesses. I have a guy where I work now. His dad was our supervisor, the manager, actually, and he retired and passed it down to his son. Now, how did that happen? That's really weird, isn't it? But his son is doing his job and don't know what in the world he's doing. But he got the job because he was like, he got the job because he was so much so fun. He got the job because he wasn't qualified. It doesn't matter if you qualified. It only matters with us if we qualify. They pass on. They don't lose jobs. Just like those police officers that get fired. They don't ever get fired. They have a job within 24 hours because they're going to watch out for their own. And we have to understand throughout this country's history, America's democracy, opportunity, freedom, and the prosperity have been what? Reserved for white people. This is their world. This is their, America's their world. Your world is Africa, and you won't even consider going. We're going to always have a conclusion. When I get done talking about what we talk about, we're going to have a conclusion. And the conclusion of this matter is for black people to move forward, to get into their rightful places, and that's Africa. Buy your land, $700 in Ghana, $14,000, $3,000. With your stimulus check, you could have purchased some land. That's what I did. I'm just saying. I didn't buy a TV. I didn't buy a new curtain. I didn't buy me a car. I didn't buy no new shoes. I bought land. That's your wealth, family. Buying land is your wealth. Ghana. Everybody is still in use. I hear people say, well, Chinese are there. Well, dang, if you was there, there wouldn't be no room for them, would it? If we was in our rightful spot, you would allow white folks to come over there and take your wealth from Africa. Take your wealth. And you can build. Africa is the now. You can build whatever you want right now in Africa. Go black to Africa. I watch him all the time. I love him. I watch him all the time. He talks about land. He talks about repatriation. Blackfoot talks about land. That's where I bought my land from, Blackfoot. She talks about land. She talks about repatriation. Dinah Samir, I know, he's a realtor. So you can go and rent a house from him. Beautiful house for like, what, $300 and some that Go Black to Africa had on his show. $374, if I'm not mistaken. Come on, can you rent a three-bedroom, two-bath house here in America for $300 and some? Welcome, Isaac. Yes, Isaac True. If we can, welcome also. Hit the share button, like and share, you guys, as you guys come in. You're right. He says, can we? If we can build America, then we can build Africa. You're right. And Africa right now is the now. You better get there now before the stars get there and land and stuff go up. Right now, Ghana, for $700, you can buy land in Ghana. $1,400, you can buy land. I'm just saying, it's your opportunity. You can buy a school. You can purchase a school. You can build a school and for $5,000. A bed, bath, and beyond. You put it on land. Probably, I think it was like $4,000, $3,000 to build one. I'm just saying, there's opportunity there, you guys. There's opportunity there. You have to take your gift and do it. You can start now. You can start now. We don't have to sit up here and take what we take it. We take it and we complain and we complain and we complain. And I'm like, well, when you get tired, what are you going to do about it? How long are we going to complain about it? Let's be about it. Go visit. Get your ticket and go visit. I keep telling y'all, August, September, I'm visiting. I'm going, and I'm going to be there for a few months. I'm just saying, Africa is the now. Africa is the now. Why do you think they keep treating us? Sometimes Allah or Yah, whatever you guys call your God, sometimes he wants us to move out the way, and I really do believe that this is our opportunity now. We're going through what we're going through. You know how you work a job. You work a job, and everything goes wrong, and you know it's time to move, but we won't. Okay, we are holding on to America for dear life. Why? This place hates you. Everybody in it hates you. Do you see how they're turning up the heat for black people, and we still stand here? Do you see how Biden gave everybody something but us? But America's not racist. That's what they're trying to tell you. That's what they want you to believe, that America's not racist. What's your problem? Why aren't you happy? You better be glad that we hired you and allowing you to cook our hamburgers and flip our hamburgers for $8.50. That's what they're trying to tell you. You better be happy. Why do I have to be happy with nothing? Why do I have to be happy barely scraping the ground? Why do I have to be happy being at the bottom? Tell me that. Why do we have to be happy barely making it? Why do we have to be happy when we're doing their bidding for them? And then you got white folk that, for instance, you have our basketball, our music entertainers, okay, who's making all this disgusting music, but they working for white supremacy. We paid Cardi B. We bought her a $3 million house. Okay, black folk bought her a $3 million house, and she called roaches. She don't even want to. She don't even acknowledge being black, right? But she's from the Dominic. That's what black folk is, Dominic. Reply. Has anybody been to Dominic? Okay. It's black folk, if you don't know. Black folk in Dominic. a lot of them have been, you know, poisoned by the mind, because just like we here, black folk in America, have been poisoned by the mind. Black folk in Africa, you had coons in Africa, you got coons in America, you got coons all over this place, okay, because we were screwed to the four corners of the earth, okay? We were screwed to the four corners of the earth, but you got coons that want to please master, that act, look black, but act white. She has never acknowledged being black, just like Kamala Harris has never acknowledged being black. She acknowledges being Asian, right? Cardi B acknowledges she don't acknowledge being black, called you guys roaches, and you got, and has the most disgusting music ever. She has the worst music ever, and I don't know, black folk, I hear your children singing her disgusting music. Why don't we have enough respect for us to understand that we deserve better and hold these entertainers accountable? When they come out with disgusting music, we all hold them accountable. We're not letting our children watch that. We're not letting our children listen to that, and we're not going to play your music. You're not going to come in here and bring up any kind of music. If you cannot bring up respectful music, then guess what? You take, we're, our culture is the only culture that call our women bees and hoes, right? That, do you see the Jews calling their women that? Do you see the Indians calling their music that? Do you see the Asians singing and calling their women that? No. Our culture is the only culture that say kill black people. Why are we okay with that? And then we walk around, kill black, kill the niggas. Why are we okay with that? We have to stop structural racism in our entertainment, in our housing. We got to start recognizing what they're doing, and we have to counteract it, family. We can't just go along with the program. We are the leaders. We, just like Isaac said, we built this country. We built this country. We have to start leading them. And when they start dropping stuff like our boys walking in dresses now, we have to check that behavior. Dude, we don't need you. We're in war. We don't need you on the war field with a dress on and some heels, wig, fake nails, and fake eyelids. What are you, who are you going to fight in that? Can we fight a war in heels? Can we fight a war in a dress? Can we fight a war with weave on? Can we fight a war with nails and eyelashes? Can we fight a war like that? Come on. Come on. We got to know our enemies. We have to know our enemies. We have to know our enemies. Why do you think they're freeing up and making legalizing, Biden wanting to legalize hard drugs? Why? You better recognize what he did. You better recognize what he's doing. Why do you think that, family? But they're not going to be taking it. They're not going to be taking it. They're going to command their children not to take that, okay? Just like if they knew opiate would do the damage that it's done, don't you think they would have been giving us opiates? That was a blessing in disguise for black people. That was a blessing in disguise for black people. They didn't want to give us opiates because they said, oh, those are drug addicts. They drug addicts. They have all of the stereotyping for black people, but it's all about them. Every time they say something, every time they call you something, they're talking about themselves. Every single time they are talking about themselves, and they'll put you in the mix. No, don't put me in with you. Don't put me in with you. You know, one more thing. I want to bring up one more thing that I was very concerned with, and what I'm seeing. I'm seeing where a lot of black people are being hung. Okay, and the DAs are on cold, and the DAs are trying to tell us they're suicide. We've had several black. Now, I've seen teenagers now. This one girl was 16, and she was an honor roll student, and she, of course, was LGBT. I don't care. That's her business, whatever. I don't know what happened in her life for her to want, you know, but this is what happens when we integrate with enemies, when we integrate with very dysfunctional people, and we all know who's dysfunction, and we learn from them. A lot of what they do, we take on as our behavior, okay? You cannot be around dysfunction. If you're weak, you got some weak black folk that think that everything white folk do is a new lease on life, okay? They've been disgusting all their lives. They've slept with their children. They've slept with their dogs. They've slept with their mamas. They sleep with their dads. They sleep with their family members. And you have to understand that all the royal family, they all cousins, okay? All of them cousins. Cousins, Cousin Lou married Cousin Sarah, and they all keep it in the family, okay? I'm just saying. Do your history homework. You'll understand what I'm saying. And, of course, she was 16, and they found her wrapped around a tree, and they built a belt around her neck. My thing is, and they called it suicide. But, too, a couple of days before, she had a fallen out with some other people, right? Okay, whether it was a girl she was messing with or whatever, but she had a fallen out with another set of people, right? And they looked at one, I think, but they didn't question all four. And they said, oh, it's a suicide. Then you had another young lady that broke up with her boyfriend and she was walking and you know, she's missing. And then it was another young lady that I read about that her car was found on a bridge. And she had been, you know, they said she jumped in the water off of this bridge. And I'm going to tell you, we don't kill ourselves. I'm just saying. We're scared of that. Black folk ain't going to do no harm. If it's going to hurt, we're not doing it. I'm just saying. In a scary movie, it's going to be scary. We're not going to look for the boogeyman. We're going the other way. Okay? White folk do. So they want to put us in their category. They can't put us in our kind category with two different, totally different people. They are the Satan. See, the Satan, and people have to understand it. Stop calling them. And I know a lot of Israelites call, you know, Esau white. Esau is not white. People don't understand that. But you got to do your homework with that. That's a story for another day. We're going to talk about that. But Esau is not the white man. And we have been believing that. We've been led to believe that Satan's seed is our brother. Satan's seed is not your brother. And I hear a lot of black folk call white folk friends. Or, oh, that's my brother. That's my brother. That's not your brother. Will never be your brother. You may call him your brother, but he ain't calling you his. Okay? I'm not trying to get off focus. I'm trying to stay, keep my thoughts right. But we are going to get into this. I want you guys to understand what is structural racism. I think we hear the word, but we really don't know what it means. We really don't know what it means. We have to understand what does structural racism mean, okay? Let me help you out. We're going to talk about it. I got to get this up again. Hold on. Somebody call me. When they call me, I don't know why they keep calling me, and I'm on. They know this. I do it live every Tuesday, 11:30. Don't forget, every Tuesday, 11:30, we live. I tell my family that, and they still call. Okay. Let's talk about it, and we're going to break this thing down. And I hope you guys are patient because we're going to talk about the work field. We're going to talk about housing. We're going to talk about, housing. What is it? We're going to talk about housing, and we're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about voting rights, voter suppression. We're going to talk about health care. I just want us to, we need a reminder of what it is, and we're going to talk about the wealth gap, okay? This is stuff that we need to be discussing, criminal justice system. This is stuff that we need to be discussing because I don't understand, because somebody don't call you nigga, because they don't call you, and I should, the N-word, we think that they, you know, they, oh, that's my friend, that's my buddy. And we have to stop calling enemies friends. We have to stop calling them buddies because they're not your buddies. They're not. I saw a movie called Them, okay, and at first that movie was the scariest movie. I couldn't really get into it, and I was like, why am I watching this? And the last two chapters is it brings the movie together, helps you to understand why they go through what they're going through, and the land was cursed, okay? I'm not going to tell you everything about the movie, but go and watch Them, and you'll understand the movie is so crazy, it's so crazy. But the last two chapters, the last 9 and 10, it'll tell you, it'll bring it all together, and you'll understand why he was doing what he's, why they was going crazy and all this, you'll understand it, okay? But anyway, yes, they are your spirit. They are your enemies, period. Spiritual, yes, they are your enemies. People don't understand. White folk have never been your friends. They smiled in your face, but all the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. Remember that song? Remember backstabbers? Remember that song? Yes. They smile in your face, but all the time they were singing about it back in the day. I'm just saying, but we didn't think that was who they were talking about because we were smiling and we was in their schools and we was paying them to spit in our drinks when we went to their restaurants when they didn't want you in their restaurants when they were cooking your food. Did you know what you was eating? Ew. Just the thought about it, just to think about what they were forcing, what you were eating with your enemies fixing your food, just like now. You're taking a lollipop because your enemies are telling you that it's okay. Your enemies, well, Master, I'm pleasing you, Master. Am I pleasing in your sight, Master? I'm going to take the lollipop. And standing in lines, I mean, black folk wrapped around the building. The Walking Dead wrapped around the building. I'm just saying. I'm not taking nothing. You know, I'm not going to be your guinea pig. Sorry. Yes, they hate us. They hate us. They hate us. They hate us. They have a reason. Satan hates you too, right? Some people don't believe in the devil, but he's real. Satan hates you too. That's why you're going through what you're going through. All those police officers don't see his children. That's why they can kill you and don't feel nothing and say, oh, you should have complied. Well, how am I not complying?
Because if I do comply, I die. If I don't comply, I die. So either way, I'm going to die. But I'm not going to just stand there and let you kill me. I'm going to fight. We're going to fight it out. I'm just saying. We're going to fight it out. But let's get into this really super quick, because I don't want to be on here all day. I want to be off by one. I do. Because it's going to take this. I don't think it's going to take that long. But let's just go and get into it so we can understand what is it really? What is structural racism? Let's talk about it. For many of the disparities between black and white communities in the United States are an outgrowth of a long history of discrepancies, okay? Discriminatory and dehumanizing, laws and policies that have created exacerbating inequality in almost every atmosphere of life, okay, every sphere of life. These laws and policies are built into the fundamental structure of our society. Our systems of labor, housing, education, voting, health care, and justice, they are deeply enhanced, intertwined, and insidious, and they form the foundation of structural racism. So it's everything. You have to understand, when white folks do something, just like what Biden is doing right now, he is trying to put other cultures on top of black folks. That's what he thinks. You have to understand, did you know that Chinese just gave donations to the Proud Boys, okay? You have to understand, they think that because they're giving these Chinese all this money, that they're going to vote Democrat. Excuse me. You have to understand, white folks are born Republicans. Black folks are the only ones that vote Democrat because white folks understand what the Democratic Party is all about. They're one party, okay? They're part of the same bird. They do, you know, you have to understand, did you see for when they went to give China all this money, the Chinese on this Chinese hate stuff, did you see everybody came together, everybody, Democrats and Republicans came together as one. They've never voted on anything together. They always fought, right? But they still are one, and they showed you. They gave them millions of dollars, okay? They just did this year. They gave them 50 million. Then they turned around and wrote a bill and gave them more money. We undisclosed amount. But then the Pacific Islanders, they gave them $30 billion. But then they gave black people, a 7-year study. That's not even, you haven't even gotten to the money. They have not even talked. So I guess we're going to have another 7-year discuss how much money you're going to get. So it's going to be 14, 20 years, they think, before you get anything. Guess what? We don't want them to give us nothing. You go over there in Africa and go buy your land. Go get off, go. It's what's owed to you, you're going to get it. We are going to get what's owed to us. Sarah, you said, what should we do? What should we do? What can we do? Let's talk about what we can do. We're going to have a conclusion to the matter. We're going to have a conclusion. My thing is voting. We have to create our own political party. Why do we always think that we are beneath them? It's more of us than them, and people don't even understand. They've been telling you, oh, it's only 13%. It's only 13%. It's only 13% of us. It's more than that. They want you to believe that. You have to understand, over the last 10 years, they've been dying of opiates really bad. They're not reproducing. The birth rate is down 7%, 20%, okay? Their birth rate is down. Ours, okay? Every time you have to understand, they put abortion in our neighborhood, right? But they're not able to reproduce. Everything they do to us happens to them. They put drugs in our neighborhood, right? Nixon, Reagan, they talked about it. They bragged about it. Okay, the contra war was drugs, over drugs. Okay, and they supported financially that war, but y'all don't understand. Y'all got to do your homework. I don't want to get off into a whole lot of other stuff, but everything they do to us, it comes back to them. They put drugs in our neighborhood. Now they're opiates. They're dying of opiates. Look up how many died last year of opiates alone. Look it up. How many died of opiates? And plus, they're not reproducing. Then now their men are running on low birth rate. But what they're doing, they're using black people to reproduce for them. That's why they're mirroring our men and our women. And we did a show on that, okay? They're doing that to reproduce themselves, okay, to recreate themselves. And we're helping our enemies by having babies with them, dummies. You're helping create more of your enemies. Isn't that the craziest thing? Because guess what? Most mixed babies marry white, right? So your child marries a white man, if she's a female, or a male, marries a white something, then that baby marries a white something, and guess what? You just created a white, another human, another culture. Okay, it's not a human race because you're creating, you are breeding with animals. Neanderthals are animals, okay? White folks are animals. They're Neanderthals. Look that up. You are having sex with an animal, an enemy and an animal, and you don't even understand that. Because she has the blue beauty, but honey, let that thing get 30 years old and she'll look like a dead, wet something. I'm just saying, their skin does not hold up, right? But we have to understand what's really going on here. It's a mind, okay? We messing with it. They messing with this right here. Because you believe that, I think about Megan, who married the Prince Harry, okay? I think about her. She's given her body to her enemy. They don't even like black folks. Britons are terrible. Britain, they are horrible. They are racist, and they hate black people with a passion. They hate her and her baby. They hate her and her baby. So when that woman moved up and got up in that family, boy, you know they had a fit, right? But they hate her. That's why she went through hell with that family. But you should have known that. If you did your history lesson, you would have known. You thought she was going to move in that house with them crackers and them devils, them demons, them Neanderthals, them animals, and you thought she was going to be safe and come out talking about, I want to kill myself. I guess so. You didn't breed it with your enemy. You allow your enemy to use your body to procreate. Come on, you guys. We got to stop this. We got to stop. People say, I can't help who I love. Yes, you can. That's not love. That devil is making his children look so desirable to Israel. He makes his children look so desirable. Our men get them all the time. They get this money, and they go straight to a white woman thinking they got some. You have just scraped the bottom of the barrel, dude. You got all this money, and you went to the bottom of the barrel, and you are sharing your wealth with demons and devils. That is crazy. But that's what we have been trained to do. We have to get this straight. And to get it straight, what are we going to do? We're going to have to educate. We're going to have to educate our own. If we don't educate, start educating our own, nothing is going to change. Yes. Thank you, Miss Sarah. Thank you. You, Megan Markley. Yes. I can never get her last name. I just know it's Megan. Okay. But you have to understand, we are helping our enemies to survive. We are helping them to survive. They're trying to kill you. And you sitting up there helping them, blessing them. Because I read on Facebook the other time, oh, bless America. I'm like, no, don't bless America. Stop covering these devils. That's why God won't handle America, because we're here for one. We won't get in our rightful places. So he's like, well, maybe if I allow the police to kill them up, maybe they'll get tired and run to Africa. We won't get tired and run. We still holding on for dear life. I built this country. So what? Go build Africa. If you built this one, you can build another one. Come on, family. Come on. Hebrews to Negroes have a trip coming up. Hebrews to Negroes have a trip coming up, and they are repatriating back to Africa. He's going to have transitional homes. All he says you need is a ticket and maybe just a couple dollars, maybe $1,000. I'm just saying. Your ticket's going to be fixed. And then if you got maybe about $400 to go along with that, just some living expenses so that you can get down there and get on your feet. Housing will be supplied. Don't tell me what you can't do. I'm just saying $1,000, you go down there, and they're going to help you get on your feet to get your own business. I'm telling you. There are so many programs in Africa to help us to get on our feet, America's Babylon. Yes, Africa's like that is the promised land. I'm telling people that Africa is our promised land. Africa is the now. Africa, they got animals, they got fruit. If you get to Africa, you're going to be safe. If you stay here, you're going to die, family. I keep telling people that. If you stay in America, you're going to die. You're going to die. They're going to make it so hard to live. You ain't going to be able to live in your house. You're going to have to be in the wilderness, and it's going to be cold. I think you're going to be living outside in somebody's woods, in the mountains, in the cold. Yes, Isaac, I'm done. I'm leaving this guy for second place, too. Yes, I keep telling people that this is not yours. And, you know, you got people here believing that it is. Okay, let me finish. I just want to read just a little bit. I'm trying to help us to understand what is structural racism. I keep talking. These laws and policies are built into fundamental structures of our societies, our systems of labor, housing, education, voting, health care, and justice. They are deeply entrenched, intertwined, and insidious, and they form the foundation of structural racism. Okay. The structural racism they uphold can be defined as the
what is this, overarching system of racial bias across institutions and society. Now, they got it set up in your schools. They got it set up everywhere. It's hard to get, you want to win. The only way you win this game is you get out of their system. The only way you win, you get out of their schools. The only way you win, you buy your own land. The only way you win is you get away from them, out of their system, and create your own system of supporting each other, supporting black folks, supporting black folks, and you're educating your own. You concentrate on building your business. You hire each other. You don't work around them. You have to be ye separate, come from among, and learn not their ways. And we've done all of that, okay? You better hurry up, Isaac. You know, you may not have the 2022. You got to go. When that door opens, you got to concentrate on leaving by the end of this year. I'm serious. You ain't going to have 2022. I'm just saying, because all of this stuff, I do believe that that shot is the mark. I do believe that it's going to be a time where if you don't have that vaccine, you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything, and that is the sign of the mark. The sign of the mark is you won't be able to buy or sell anything, right? Okay, this is just the beginning. It's going to get to a place where you're not going to be able to buy or sell. If that door opens for you to move, you got to get out, people. If that door opens for us to move, we got to go, okay? Let me finish. These systems give privileges to white people, resulting in disadvantage to black people. Understanding how racism is built into various social structures and quantifying its long-term effects is fundamental to the anti-racist work of dismantling these barriers, okay? Americans, now this is something that was said. Americans have long been trained to see the deficiencies, okay, of people rather than policy. It's a pretty easy mistake to make. People are in our faces. Policies are distant. We are particularly poor at seeing the policies lurking behind the struggle of the people, okay? Let's talk about your workforce. Okay, let's talk about the work. How do we see racism in the workforce? Okay, like and share, you guys. Since the 13th Amendment in the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery in 1865, laws and policies have been implemented to overwhelmingly favor and protect jobs for white people, right? Often by discriminating against and denying opportunities to black people. Is that true? If certain jobs that you know you qualify for, but they won't give them to you, they give the manager job, CEO job, to white people, right? So then they can always be over you. And then you have to work up. They'll give you this. Then they turn around and give you an evaluation. And then they tell you, oh, you're not working up to this potential. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. And you look at them and they ain't doing nothing either. They not living up to their nothing. Okay? They don't have no standards. You got to work up to their standards. Oh, whatever. Get your own business. Okay? Get your own business. You ain't got to work up to their standards. And if you not think about whatever gifts is in you, is a gift that you can work in Africa. So don't sit up here and be thinking about, why, you know, I'm here, I'm on a job. No, you have gifts. You have gifts. My daughter has three businesses, three, okay? You got to get your mindset going into owning, ownership, entrepreneur. We can do it. That's who we are. That's who we've always been. We've never worked under them. Well, anytime you hire, you're working under your enemy, they're going to always see something about you that's not right. Anytime you elect a racist government and put them over you, you're never going to come out with anything. You're never going to have anything. And they'll keep dangling that carrot, and you'll never have nothing. Vote Democrat. Keep on voting Democrat. Keep having nothing with them devils. Biden is so, if you have not seen it with Biden, yes, this country's in trouble. If we don't prepare for ourselves and our families, we will be caught up in the trouble as well. Yes, it told you. In his word, it said, if you don't separate from them, the same punishment they get, you get. Why you think black folk call COVID? Because you were sleeping with your enemy. Why you think? If we were separated, we wouldn't have called COVID for them, right? Because they'd have been in the nasal side of the world, just like South Africa. A whole lot of them in South Africa caught COVID. But the rest of Africa did not. Tanzania, they walk around with no mask. Gambia, no mask. I'm just saying. Rwanda, no mask. South Africa, where they had all them crackers, them devils. They had masks on, right? Okay. The occupational segregation that laws enforced racial inequalities and devalued agricultural, domestic, and service occupations.
Punishment for breaking these laws included being, what, forced back into unpaid labor on white plantations, right? These are how they structure stuff to put you back in slavery. Slavery was never over, sweetheart. Just because y'all look free don't mean nothing, okay? Why y'all think they play with them voters, the voting thing now, okay? Black code morphed into what? Jim Crow laws that lasted from 1890 until 1960. That's a long time, fam. And they're still going on today. Don't you believe they're gone? They're still doing it today. Police officers were race soldiers. They were slave catchers, right? They're doing the same job, just a different name. But they're doing the same thing that they were doing back in them days. Because the job description never changed. The name did, but the description did not. If they don't get rid of qualified immunity, they're going to reform it. But the police are going to still have the right to kill you with no impunity. No consequences. Because of what? Qualified immunity. And what did Clyburn say? We don't have to get rid of qualified immunity, right? Tim Scott said the same thing, right? They're not trying to reform police. They're not trying to reform police officers. They're not trying to reform that. You can't reform a racist. You can't retrain a racist. If you're racist, you're racist regardless. You go through the training, you're still going to come out and train racist now. So what they're talking about, you got to get rid of qualified immunity. Qualified immunity is what keeps them from getting in trouble for killing you. Okay? Working conditions for Black Americans were ignored in the Federal Labor Fair Labor Standards Act. Okay? They didn't care about you. They didn't care how you work. They didn't care. Because they're all on code. They're on code. They always on code. We the only one don't get on code. They'll talk about us, and we'll jump right on the bandwagon. But talk about them. They'll, just like Tariq Nasheed talked about that boy, right? And they jumped on Tariq Nasheed. They jumped on his mind, right? And they took up on a white boy that was being rude to him. And what happened? They took up on a white boy, didn't they? They stayed on code. Even though that white boy was wrong, they stayed on code. You have to understand that, family. This is what's wrong with Black people. We look at them, and they talk about us. We talk about us. But we talk about them, and they talk about you and make you look like the culprit. That's how they stay on code. Boy, y'all, but that's a system. That's a structural system. They stay on code. That's why if somebody in the 60s got off code, they died. You was helping Black folks, or you was helping them read, you died, right? They stay on code. The New Deal Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 improved working conditions for white workers, but domestic, agricultural, and service occupations were exempt heavily, including Black workers and other workers of color for a decade. Y'all got to understand, today women of color, Black women, represent almost half of the low-wage workforce, Black women. Black America say no. Black America saw no reduction in hiring discrimination over 25 years. Y'all have to understand, Black workers made up 13% of the workforce, but filed 26% of race discrimination claims for the EEOC and partner agencies. Workers, researchers surmise that insufficient oversight of the hiring process as well as little little change in racial stereotypes and unconscious bias may be responsible. People, oh my God, y'all come on. We got to understand these systems are set up for us to fail. It's set up for you to fail. And even in Africa, they need to tear all of that stuff down, tear those borders down, speak one language, one government, and tear it all down. And cut ties with Britain and France. Cut ties with them. Because as long as you got them over you, people see Black leaders there as being crooked, right? But guess what? They are just puppets. Who's behind them? The Britain. France is behind them. They pay so much money to Britain and France every month that they don't have but 20%. They pay them 80%. Excuse me. My throat is dry. And bring the water, you guys. I'm sorry. You have to understand what's going on. You have to understand what's going on. You have to understand. Africa is not poor. French is rich because of Africa. Because they send them so much, like $5 million a month to France. Africa sends France $5 million because of some kind of contract that they had that's probably been paid so long ago, but they're not breaking down that system to reproduce a new one. You have to tear down the old and rebuild the new. Wow, Isaac. And you being hard-headed talking about 2022. Really? He been telling you that? You better get. He got it worked out for you, Isaac. I'm telling you. Hebrews the Negro has a repatriation. Dinus and Mira has a repatriation. You got $1,000, get your plane ticket. You can rent a room for $20 a night. I'm just saying, until you get on your feet. You Guyanian. Sarah, you Guyanian. You need to go back. You're not going to get anything here. White folk ain't got nothing for you, baby. Not here. Go back home and rebuild your country. Go back home and build your country. Go back home, Sarah, and build your country, because I'm coming. I already got me some land in Gambia. That was the first place. Blacked it. I don't know much about Gambia. I may not even live there, but you got to go back home. You got to go back home and build up your country, because you're not going to get ahead here. Africa is now, sweetheart. You want something, and it's almost like they told you and convinced you that America was the land of milk and honey. America is, you come here and you get the American dream, but the only way American dream we get is when we're asleep. That's our American dream. Yeah, Tanzania, that's where you can start. Go Black to Africa, look him up. He talks about that. It's Go Black, B-L-A-C-K, the number 2, Africa. Go look, check his programs out. Check him out. Let's talk about housing. Okay, throughout the 20th century, federal housing policies and practices excluded Black families from opportunities to build home equity and accumulate wealth, creating generational repercussions. In contrast, federal interventions and investments has helped expand homeownership and affordable housing for countless white families, okay? Yes, they will. Fair Housing Act exhorted segregation and enshrined it as public policy. Whole areas of cities were declared ineligible for loan guarantees. And who didn't get loans for homes? Black people. Even for the FHA, those federal loans for the VA loans, a lot of Black people couldn't get those. They fought in this war, fought for a country, another country's freedom. They came home and wasn't free themselves, but you just helped another country for their freedom, but you weren't free yourself. Why would you go and fight a war for another country's freedom when you still in bondage yourself? I don't understand that. And my hat goes off for the men and women that have fought in wars, and, you know, you went to the military, Terry, and I know it was racist in there. You didn't understand it till you got there. Then you just took it for 20 years and then retired. Now you got money, but your mind is messed up, okay? I know a lot of military women that went in military. One of my girlfriends, she went to Iraq twice, okay? And she's taking medication. Couldn't take it. Women ain't got no business up in there. I'm just saying. Nobody has any business up in there. You're not being treated well. You should let them go and fight for their own country. Let them send their children. They don't send their children. Every now and then you find one of them poor white boys that's in the military, don't you? You don't find no rich white boys in the military, do you? Because they don't teach their children that. They teach you to go because they know you ain't got nothing. And the only way you're going to have something to go in there, that's what you think. But you can invest in yourself right now. You can invest silver, buy silver. You can invest in yourself right now. Invest in Bitcoin. Invest in some silver. Invest in foreign dollars if their country is getting ready to revalue that money. You go and invest in foreign currencies. And when that country revalue that money, you get the American part of it. So if they revalue the Iraqi dinar, okay, when that country revalues that money and they revalue 1-to-1 or 1-to-2 or 2-to-1 or whatever, then, okay, say, for instance, their $25,000 will be $50,000. That's how you do it, when they revalue their money. So it's ways of making money, you guys. It's investments that you could be doing, and it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money to do. I'm just saying, it's things that we can do. We always going to talk about what we can do, solving problems here. We're going to always talk about what we're going to do. But I'm going to tell you what, Isaac. Yes, America's done. If they go to World War III, and it's almost like Most High is trying to get us out of here. I'm sorry, trying to get us out of here. And Black folk holding on for nothing. Black folk holding on for dear life for something that's going to be destroyed. And if you don't get out of here, he already told you, ask him the plan. Remember Peter, he told Peter where to get the money to pay the taxes, right? Ask him, where's your fish? Ask him, where's your fish? How? Okay, Most High, you're telling me to go to Africa. What's the plan? How do I get there? Where's the money? Show me the money. Show me who to connect with. You got to have this plan. Okay? He got it laid out for you. You got to go to him and get it. Redlining prevented access to mortgages and home ownership. Okay? Though it's to homeowners, land corporations, the federal government redlined black neighborhoods using red ink on the map to indicate the neighborhood to lenders. Okay? In so doing, the HOLC denied black families access to mortgages and capital investment based strictly on where they live. They do that even today. Between 1934 and 1962, of the $120 billion in loans made by the Federal Housing Administration that should have went to black people, only 2% were distributed to non-white families. Three out of four neighborhoods redlined 80 years ago are still economically struggling today. Did you hear that? Black Americans still feel the effects of this practice, with only around 41% owning a home between 2019 and 2016 and 2019, compared to about 71% of American whites. Housing discrimination remained legal until 68. But guess what? It's still legal today. When me and my husband was trying to get our house, the realtor, I told her, I said, watch this. She said, you ain't never dealt with black folks. She said, I've never seen anything like it. She said, you had all this money laid aside, and they still gave us a hard time. I'm telling you. She said, she was white, and she said, I've never had this hard of a time getting anybody financed before. I said, you must have been financed black folks. I'm just saying. Okay. Isaac, there's no reason to be here. I just took a trading class. I went into Terry, investing with Terry. I'm in her class, and I'm going to get there. I'm not there yet. That is my dream. If I make $100 a week, I'm out. If I do $200 a day, $100 a day. If I can save and trade and make $100 to $200 a day, I'm out. So I don't know how to make that on trading week when we're online marketing and forex trading. I don't know how to do that yet, but I'm learning. But as soon as I get it, this is why I told myself I'm giving myself to August, September. I'm saying August, okay? I'm not even going to say September. I'm saying August to learn. So I've been in her trading for about a month now. It's Investor Terry, and I joined her investment, and I'm learning a lot. I love it. But I had to really get in there and watch the videos because I had never traded, never knew anything about stock. So I had to change my language in order to understand what she was saying. So I'm getting it now, but it took me a month to get it. So I'm out of it. There's no reason for you to still be here. You should be out. You can do trading in Africa. You can do trading there. You don't have to be in America. So if he's telling you to go and you're still here, you're walking in disobedience. I'm sorry, bro. I have to tell you. He told you to go because he's using people like yourself to go down there and get that land to create your wealth, to be able to help other people, like transitional homes. You can get some land and put transitional homes on it. You can go and get some Airbnb. You can do some importing, exporting. You can sell like different items that you see that's a need there, but you have to get there on the ground. Take your $1,500, take you $5,000, take you $1,500 and start there. You don't have to. Get you a ticket for $650. A one-way ticket is, I think, $400, $500, a one-way ticket. I'm just saying. And you can start there. Get you a room. Rent a room, okay? You have people that's on the ground now. You can rent an Airbnb for $25 a day, okay? $25. I'm just saying that'll get you on your feet. Yes, you can trade in Africa. I'm going there, and I'm going to be doing some trading there. So stop it. There's no reason for you to still be here. If he told you to go, you don't have a choice but to go. He didn't already told you. You said for months, and you still here? And now you going to come up with 2022 to leave? Are you serious? He told you a year ago to go, and you're still here. There's no excuse. Honey, guess what? I'm going to tell you something. I told my kids, let's go. I told my husband, let's go. I'm going to travel back and forth for now until my husband gets it in his mind that we need to leave. And once I get there, they'll come. Once you get there, your family will follow. Once you get there, because you can't stay here waiting. You're disobedient. You can't. Guess what? Once you go, your family will follow. Your family will follow. If they stay here, we will die for real. Yes, Sarah. If we stay here, we will die forever. Yes. Yes. He's earning money. He makes $1,500 a week, Sarah. $1,500 a week. Okay? He could be saving some of that money. That's $6,000 a month. You only need $2,000 to pay your bills. Don't live over. You need to start selling off some stuff, Isaac. You need to start packing your bags. You need to get you a container. I think containers are probably $4,000. You need to own you some land. Go get with Blacksit. $1,400 is land. You can make payments. Blacksit on YouTube, Blacksit. You can get land through Blacksit. I got mine, $1,400. I'm just saying, it started at $1,400. You can get you some land and put your tent on it if you got to for now. I'm just saying, put your fence around that land and get your tent and stay on your land. I'm just saying, there are ways that you can do this. You don't, but you said you're making $1,500 a week, right? That's $6,000 a month. That's $4,000 that you can take. You can take all of that and pay your bills over in America, $2,000, and still have $4,000 in Africa to live on. I'm just saying, you don't need but $1,000 a month in Africa, right, Sarah? Yes. Let me see. Isaac Ford, try your best to earn some money. Yes. Isn't that enough money to leave already in a few months? Yes, that's enough money. He's making $1,500 a week. That's $6,000 a month. Isaac, there is no reason whatsoever for you to still be here. I truly do believe that two-thirds of us won't make it. That's right. We're not. We're going to die. There is no reason for you to still here. Isaac, there is a guy. He's 19. He just moved to Africa and left his whole family. He's 19. He left his whole family. And he's, what is his name? He's Make It to Africa. Or that, I'm trying to think about his webpage. Move to Africa. I think it's Move to Africa or Make It to Africa or something about Africa. Okay? And his name, what is that boy's name? He's a young man, 19 years old, moved to Africa. I think he first of the year and been there about 4 months. And he pays like $25 for whatever. I think, I don't know if he got a room or a house. I don't know what. But he's getting his own business, and you should be pulling him up. Yes, too many black folk love this country for some reason, because we've been brainwashed, Sarah. You have to understand the hell that we went through, and we deal with intentional international. Oh God, I did a show on it. We deal with internalized racism. You have to understand that. Look up internalized racism. Okay, that's what we deal with. We really want white folk to love us. And black folk really don't know what love is. We've never seen it. We've never had it. So it's very hard to go through abuse and trauma and be normal. Okay. So we love our oppressors. We look up to our oppressors. Even in Africa, you got some people that's loving white folk in Africa, even though they treated you guys like dirt. They treated them like dirt. They did apartheid in South Africa. You still have Africans that look up to white folk. So it goes both ways. America the same way. It's the same way over here like it is over there. You got coons over here. You got coons over there. And I've seen some, if I heard some, because I've seen African Tigers, her shows. I watch her all the time. And a lot of coons are on her show that don't even like black people. But it's okay. Those are the ones that I don't even want near me, and I won't go near you. Don't come near me. You stay over there. If you don't like black people, you're black yourself, then I don't need to be around you. That's what you have to understand. Yes, Isaac, he's 19, and he's there now. Building Africa. He's 19, building, left his mom here, and you have to leave sometime and people will follow, but you have to go. You cannot know what God is telling you. You can make arrangements to meet with Go Black to Africa when you get there, and he's an amazing person, and he'll walk, you know, maybe help you through some stuff, but get on the internet, and he's in Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, I think, but you need to make some moves, sweetheart. You can rent a room for $25 a day. Start off. I would start with Tanzania. I would go back to Tanzania, and I would start building there. That's what I would do. Go Black to Africa is there. They just showed a nice house there for like $374 a month. You can afford that. You can afford. He, Go Black to Africa, got an apartment for $500 a month. I wouldn't do that. I would go get me one of them houses for three. And he just had it. Go Black to Africa just had that house on his show, and it was only $374 a month, and it was 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and I would do that. You saying you're making $1,500, you can pay rent there. You can actually pay bills over here, and you can still afford. All you need is $1,000 over there. You can start saving your money and get you some Airbnbs to rent them out. You can have a restaurant over there. You can have a maid service. You can have, I don't know what kind of work you do, Isaac. Oh, you told me you invest. Well, you can do your investing, and you can start building, buying up land there. You can invest in other people, like help Negroes to Hebrews to Negroes with their repatriation. Help them with his transitional homes. Tell them you'll act as one of his investors and say, hey, all I want is 10%. I'm just saying. That's what you can do. You can help. That's what I would do. Me and my family are actually visiting Ghana in June. Yes. Good, Sarah. You need to stay. Don't just visit. Stay. Go back to Africa, Sarah. I'm serious because I'm coming, sis. Maybe I have to look you up when I get there, but I'm coming. I'm done. If you stay in this country, you will die. If you stay in this country, you will die. See, this show is not only about, we don't just talk about problems. We come up with solutions. People aren't ready for my page. People aren't ready for this. Black folks want to still believe that America's there. They want to say, well, I'm not running. Okay, then don't run. You're going to stay here, you're going to die. I'm going to run like Forrest, honey. Run, Forrest, run. Yes, I'm running. I don't care what you call it. I'm out. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, the GI Bill and the federal construction loans built a strong white middle class, okay? I'm trying to help people to understand what does it mean, structural racism, structural. And somebody say, oh, when you hear people say, oh, I don't see structural racism, you are dang gone lie. You do. You walking in it every day. You living it every day. But you're so dumb and you're so used to it. You're so used to struggling, so used to nothing. We'll deny the truth and say, oh, there's no structural racism. They made it up. Oh, my God. Stop it. I hate that. I hate it. Explicit racist policies prevented black families from purchasing homes and segregated them from white neighborhoods, okay? After World War II, the GI Bill, this is what I told you, promised low-cost home loans to veterans, but few black veterans were able to take advantage of the benefits because banks refused to approve financing to homes in black neighborhoods because the government had redlined those neighborhoods. That's how the ghettos were created. White folks created governments, ghettos, they moved out, and we moved in. We weren't able to get loans for them. We weren't able to fix them up. So therefore, took the jobs out too, so we couldn't get jobs. So that's how ghettos were created. Everything you see, I can see black folk created for themselves. Black folk didn't do this for themselves. White folk did it and moved on, and then they want to look at you and say, why are you living like that? What? That's just like an abusive husband that beat you, and then years down the line say, oh, why you got a knot on your head? Why you look the way you look? Well, you didn't beat the hell out of me for 20 years, and then now you want to ask me why I'm just a mess. That's what we're dealing with, okay? Let me continue. Black veterans were also prevented from buying into white suburban suburbs because of formal and informal racism, including restrictive deed covenants that prohibited the sale of properties in certain neighborhoods to non-whites. That's even going on today. Okay, let's stay focused. Monies for the GI Bill funded programs were managed by local officials who showed overwhelmingly preferences to white applicants. Okay, this practice was especially notable in the South. Okay, federal, state, and local policies socially engineered residential segregation. Varieties of federal, state, and local government policies limited housing options for black Americans, intentionally steering or keeping them in declining and segregated neighborhoods. This is what white folks did, okay? We're not even going to talk about how a whole neighborhood was bombed because one family called the move. Look them up, okay? The move. They bombed the whole block for one family. Boy, this your government, a black mayor did that. Woo-hoo! I'm just saying. A variety of federal, state, and local government policies limited housing options of black Americans, intentionally steering or keeping them in declining and segregated neighborhoods. A new deal policy, I'm reading backwards, okay, known as the Neighborhood Composition Rule, said that public housing projects should not change the racial composition of the neighborhood where they were built. Some of the projects, okay? Who created projects for black people? Oh, okay, really? Yes, they did, okay? Amid 20th century, the U.S. federal government guaranteed construction loans to subdivision developers on the condition that homes not be sold to black families. The government also inclined, the government did all this, okay? The government also included a clause in the deed not to resell to black Americans or others who would introduce an incompatible racial element to neighborhood schools. Oh, okay. The Lovington, Long Island, one of the first suburbs built for veterans of World War II homeowners, were available only to white families, sold for about $8,000 at the time. Okay, the homes were worth $300,000 to $400,000 today. Federal and local officials intentionally routed new highways and raised into black neighborhoods when the black neighborhoods got too close to the white community. Okay, urban renewal programs relocated low-income black residents away from desirable areas to public housing, high-rise to overcrowded neighborhoods. Okay. Segregated neighborhoods continue to affect access to education, transportation, quality health care, fresh food, and jobs. Because of segregation, middle-class black families are now more likely to live in high-poverty neighborhoods than a low-income white families, and their children are more likely to attend high-poverty schools. State and local governments have a history of denying adequate public services to black neighborhoods, some of which continues today, including providing less frequent garbage removal, rezoning residential areas to mixed use, including industrial or toxic sites and poorly maintained infrastructures. Y'all have to understand, this whole thing was set up. And then when Martin Luther King brought us together with them devils, if we had a state in our own, and if we had actually stayed with our own and built our own schools up, built our own everything, hospitals, clinics, I bet guarantee you when COVID came, a whole lot of black folks wouldn't have died, because a lot of times they went to these hospitals, they didn't come out. That was their time to be racist among black folks, okay? We ain't even talking about that when we get down to healthcare. We're going to talk about the education. But see, this is what black folks they fail to realize. We living in social structure racism. It's structured like that. And you look and you be like, man, I can't get ahead. I used to go, and I remember years back, I didn't even understand. I used to try to get business loans. Every time I went, I couldn't get one. And I was like, why can't I get a business loan? I'm banking with this bank. My money is this bank. But I can't never get a business loan. I would close the account and go somewhere else thinking it was going to be better and different. And it was all the same because it was structurally. Your government had guidelines for black folks not to get their own business, not to get their own home, not to get anything that was going to be a wealth builder for us. Oh, y'all better stop this right now. Keep telling y'all, it's a part of their system. But guess what? This is why you take your $1,500, Isaac. You stop spending in America. Don't buy nothing else here in America. Get you a container, a shipping container. And guess what? When you buy that shipping container, which is, I think it's like $4,000, $3,500, something like that, guess what? You can lease that shipping container out to different families that want to repatriate back and forth to Africa. That's one business, okay? You're going to have several businesses. You already got two. You're trading, right? You get your shipping container. You rent that out. That's two businesses, Isaac. I'm just saying, okay? You get you some Airbnbs. That's three. Sarah, what's your gift? I don't know what your gift is, but if you can bake, you can open up a restaurant there. You can cook African food. Just do it a little different. You can cook American food, I'm sure. Okay? I even thought, Isaac, you can have you a restaurant. You can just do chicken, okay, potato salad, spaghetti dinners. I'm just saying. And each day you change up a dinner. And this is what we're selling today, and this is what we're selling tomorrow. Do it different than anybody else. Just don't sell no pork, because most countries in Africa is Muslim countries, and they don't eat pork. You do turkey, you do fish, and you do chicken. But my thing right now, get you some chicken wings, some potato salad, and some greens. Open up you a restaurant. I'm just saying. Because America, black folks there in Africa, right? We love us some chicken, right? So that's what we look into right now. I would love to have my own, like, a restaurant sitting there and have some chicken potato salad and serve it up, honey, because you know black folk there, you know we love potato salad and chicken. I'm just saying, you can have, like, dessert pound cake. Have your niece to get you a good pound cake recipe, have her in there, and you can serve dessert. Maybe, Sarah, you might like to build desserts, make desserts. Yes, Sarah, your friend, what'd you say, started her own business. I told you, Africa's now. Don't wait for everybody else to get there. Think about this as, I want you there by the end of this year. I want you there by the end. I don't want you to wait for 2021. I don't think we have 2022. I don't think that's going to be an option. I think things are getting ready to get off the chain. You got China. They're not even telling you. Look at the overseas news. They talk about China and Russia and North Korea is coming against America right now. I'm telling you, y'all, they not telling you this stuff. You got an asteroid coming this way that's supposed to hit America within the next 2 or 3 years. People not understanding. Sarah, you got friends there. You got a family there, Sarah. Get out of America. Get yourself back to your country and build your own country. And I'll tell any African that, get out of America. It's not the place for you. I don't know why they convinced you guys that this is the place for America, the milk and honey. This is not the place for you, Sarah. The only way that you're going to be successful is you get back up under your own people. You got the candy cane there, Sarah. You can do the candy, not the candy. Yeah, the sugar cane, I'm sorry. Make some sugar cane juice. Make those little squares and sell them, Sarah. That's how you can make money going back. You get with and go black to Africa, knows about the candy cane. Get with him and invest maybe, I don't know how much, $500, and see if that'll start you with your business. Yes, you got to. Sarah, don't play. You need to be out of here. Yes, you need to build your own. We need to have our own, you guys. I've given you some suggestions. Even Isaac, that's a good suggestion for you. You get with that sugar cane, you make some of that juice, you sell it, and you have them cutting the sugar canes and you selling them individually at these entertainment spots, at these travel places. You sell your sugar cane drinks and your sugar cane little squares, you sell them. That's a fourth business for you, Isaac. I'm working it out for you, brother. Ain't no reason for you to still be here. 10% please for my advice. I'm just saying. Okay. I should have been an entrepreneur. I'm telling you, right? We're going to finish. Let me finish this. I'm going to stay focused. Education, federal, state, and local housing policies and practices that created segregation, segregated neighborhoods, also created segregated schools. That's still today. They're not teaching your children. How do you have a senior in high school that still don't know how to read? That was done on purpose. I'm just saying, okay? Segregated schools and the educational disparities we see today, okay? A long history of laws and policies intentionally limited the education of black people. In 1847, Virginia Common Code prohibited educating enslaved and free black people. And why do you think they wanted to stop us from learning? I'm just saying, I'm trying to help us to understand about structural racism. So when people tell you, oh, America's not a racist country, you're a dang old liar. Stop. Stop covering for them white folks. Stop it. A long history of laws and policies intentionally limited the education of black people, okay? In the decades after the Civil War, black students were prohibited from attending Southern colleges due to legal segregation, and they had limited access to Northern schools because of quota systems. My thing is, we should have created our own schools. We had elementary schools. We should have had our own colleges. And we put into our own colleges what we want to teach our families and investing and all that stuff. We would have learned the same thing, how to be this entrepreneurship. This is what we should be teaching our children even today. Dr. Claude Anderson has books. They cost $100. Get them. It teaches your children. It's almost like your children's encyclopedia. It will teach your children how to invest, what to do, budgeting money, investments, owning homes, all of it. Check that school out. Paronomics School, okay, Dr. Claude Anderson, he was on Dr. Boyce's show the other day and dropping some real good nuggets, okay? I love Dr. Claude Anderson. In 1896, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in H.A. Plausey versus J.H. Ferguson that separate but equal schools did not violate the U.S. Constitution, 14th Amendment, even though schools were separate but never equal. But guess what? That's their system. So, of course, they're going to say what they say. But I'm going to tell you what, they did us a favor by not even wanting us to come together with them. That was God right there. That was Most High. Okay?
telling us not to come together with them devils, but we want to fight it, and we want to do it anyway. It's almost like in the Bible when he told the king, he said, do you want a king or you want me? And they said, we want a king. What happened? Then Saul, right? They gave him, he gave him Saul, and Saul did a whole lot of damage, didn't he? Dr. Clan Edison has a lot of knowledge. Yes, he does, Isaac. Yes, yes. The GI Bill excluded black veterans from many of the college's benefits, but they did a GI Bill so the white folks got, they got free education, right? Especially in the South, black vets were denied equal access to college administrations and benefits or were steered into vocational schools. I don't care what it was. I still would have went. If it's vocational school, that's fine. I'll go. As long as you get something. But my thing is you don't need an education. You need to get your college degree. You need your high school diploma. But my thing is I would never go into debt going to college. I would not. Not if you have a gift of entrepreneurship on you. You start your own business, and that right there is building your wealth. Okay? Brown versus Board of Education ruled that separate is not equal. In its 1954 Brown versus Board of Education decision, the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed racial desegregation in public schools. However, U.S. public schools are still largely segregated and unequal today. My daughters grew up in Caroline County, Rutherford, Virginia, and the high school they went to was still segregated. They had two cafeterias. They had one, a black one and a white one. And I got down and I talked to the principal, and the principal said, this is how the students want it. I said, but guess what? They are not going to be segregated all their life. I said, when they get in the real world, they're going to have to face black folk, and the white students going to have to face black folk and vice versa. I said, so my thing is you got them segregated. You're not helping them to develop for the future. Oh, I got on him. He tried it a couple of days. Then for students had a fit, and, of course, because he didn't want it, he changed it back. But my girls was about done with high school, so I didn't make a big deal out of it. I didn't care what they did. Get on out of here so you can go and do what you need to do. So, but they're still today. Yep, 28% of black students attend a high poverty school in which 90% of the students are students of color, which are black students, okay? Funding public schools through property taxes exacerbates inequality because public schools funding often relies heavily on local property taxes. Schools is more affluent for white communities. By decades of housing policies that favored them often have better paid teachers, better facilities, and more opportunity for students. In 2016, most white schools districts received $23 billion. Now, this is 2016. White school districts received $23 billion more than mostly non-white school districts, despite the serving about the same number of children. But it's always been like that, right? So why are we surprised? Why are we surprised that they're still not educating your children right? My thing is, what are you as black people going to do about it? You know how they treat your children because you know how they treat you on your job. But we don't say anything. We just do whatever. We manage, and we look at our children, and we give our children to them every single day to treat them like dogs, to treat them. This is why our children have mental illness now. This is why our children are dealing with mental illness. This is why our children are dealing with low self-esteem, because my thing is if I send my child to an all-white school, they're going to taunt my child. My child going to have a horrible 4 years until they – or 12 years, if they first grade to 12 years, add 12 years of being abused every day, what do you think will happen to that child? So why do we do it? Why do we continue to allow sending our children to these white schools, okay, because we think their education is better? Well, why don't you invest in your own schools so your schools could be better? Because all we have to do is what they teach in your child is not something that they need to be learning anyway. We need to be teaching our children about home ownership, family, how to be a mom, how to be a dad, how to love, investing, owning property, business, entrepreneurship. We need to be teaching our children about businesses. We need to be teaching them how to own their own. There's stuff that we need to be teaching our children. They teach theirs, but they're not going to let your child earn it. They're hoping you don't never get it. Keep on working. Keep on, because they teach their children at home. And were they teaching your child in school, but you ain't teaching your child about building at home. Okay? We almost done. We're going to go over a little bit today. Voting rights. Let's talk about voting rights and voter suppression. Many laws have worked to suppress black Americans right to the vote, right to vote despite the ramification of the 15th Amendment. Okay, we have stuff. We have, this is why I say when they talk about, oh, we need more laws in the book. What do you need more laws in the book? You're not even abiding by the ones that you already have. You have a 15th, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments written for us. And because one amendment, the 13th Amendment said, we're not supposed to look even like we were ever in slavery. We look terrible, don't we? We've not grown, but nobody's filing any charges because it's their world. You go to Supreme Court, they're there. You go to UK, they're there. You go to the UN, they're there. They had, I'm going to do one on the policies that just came out as far as the UN, and they said black folk are being, we have human rights. We have human rights in America. But what's being done about it? Nothing. They're still killing us. Nothing's being done about it. They know it. But they don't care. Get your behinds back to Africa. Okay? I'm just saying. Many laws have worked to suppress black Americans' right to vote. Okay? Now, we got the 15th Amendment, which in 1870, specifically stated that the right to vote could not be denied on the basis of race and passage of the right voting act right in 65, which prohibited many discriminatory practices in states with a history of voter discrimination. As a result, black citizens still face numerous barriers that oppress their ability to elect people into political office with similar interests and experiences, and white people have dominated political leadership positions. Why? So that they can stay in charge. Okay? The suppression of the black vote started in the 19th century, though the use of poll taxes, unfair literacy tests, white primaries, intimidation, and violence, southern states severely restricted black voting, started in the late 1800s. During Reconstruction in the South in 65 through 1877, over 500,000 black men registered to vote, but because of racist voting restrictions, by 1940, only 3% of voting age black men and women in the South were registered, okay? Voter suppression also occurred in Western states. Oregon denied suffrage of most people of color, black people, until the mid-20th century. Policies and law continues to suppress black voters even now. Recently, voter identification laws reduced registrations, opportunities, and polling places, okay? Reduced early voting, voter roll purging, and a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on fueling a resurgence of voter suppression, okay? Disenfranchisement laws preventing 1 in 13 black Americans from voting. Mandating voter ID laws hurt black people. 25% of black Americans compared to 8% of white Americans do not have a current government-issued photo ID. They know that. That's why they said you got to have it. In 2011 alone, more than 30 introduced new voter suppression legislation, and 16 of them passed. Get out of America. Let them have this place. Let them have this place, you guys. In 2013, the Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act, opening the door for states with a history of voter suppression to manipulate voting procedures because they see black folks trying to get in more office powers. But a lot of times they don't have to worry about black folk that's in power because they do nothing for black people. So it doesn't matter Obama was president. It didn't matter because he did nothing for black people. It doesn't matter that the Black Panther Caucus is in office who create laws but have not created any laws for black people. We still dying every day. They are creating laws for immigrants. They are creating laws for Asians because they just did an Asian hate bill and not a black bill. Asians aren't dying. Black people are. But did they do a black hate bill? No, they did an Asian hate bill. So guess what? Because you have black folks like Keisha Bottle, Stacey Abrams in leadership positions, they do absolutely nothing for black people. They are Democrats first. Stacey Abrams, she's Democrat to her heart, and she does more things for a Democratic Party than she does for black people. So guess what? If you guys keep on voting for these white black folks, they're not going to do anything for you anyway. So my thing is, get out of America. Get out. Then you need to get your butt to Africa, Isaac. But be careful that you don't get taken when you get there as far as you looking for a black or a woman. But be sure. Don't tell her you got no money. Don't tell her you doing no business deals. Don't even let her know what you got.
You need a woman that's going to want you for your heart and not your money. Got it? Okay. Let's talk about the health care. I want to finish this up. I'm almost done, you guys. I'm really almost done. I hope criminal justice, because I want to get to the criminal justice system. This might be a two-parter. Okay. Healthcare and healthcare. For all of the U.S. history, Black Americans have received unequal access to quality healthcare, resulting in health-related risks and stressors that go beyond the individual behaviors or genetic issues. The social determinants of health create adverse health outcomes among Black Americans, which are worse than those of other racial ethnic groups. Black Americans are more likely to be uninsured and lack access to quality care. Between 2010 and 2018, Black Americans were 1.5 times more likely to be uninsured than white Americans. Even with the passing of the Affordable Care Act, the increased coverage gains made by many groups of color. Okay, Black folk, health care providers in Black neighborhoods typically offered lower quality care. Black folk received lower quality health care than their white counterparts, even after accounting for insurance status, income age, and severity of conditions. Chronic exposure of racism and unfair treatment is linked to higher mortality and morbidity and mortality rate. Sorry, you guys. The stress of living with structural racism can lead to increased disease and premature death. I believe that. Discrimination. We have more mental illness, and we don't even understand what stuff we deal with working and being around white folks all day, okay? Discrimination is one of the social determinants of health, putting people, Black folk, at higher risk of COVID-19 as well as other illnesses, including type 2 diabetes, stroke, cancer, and kidney disease. Okay, the life expectancy of Black America is 6 years less than of its white Americans, I guess so. Black Americans are more exposed to population and unhealthy environments than any other American, okay? Black people are 75% more likely than other Americans to live close to facilities that produce hazardous waste. Black people are exposed to 1.5 times more city population than other, regardless of income levels, okay? Welcome. What is that? Unite Us One, welcome. Like and share as you come in, you guys. Partially due to lack of investments in green space and trees and land, historically inclined neighborhoods are 5 degrees hotter on average than non-redlined neighborhoods, and the differential has at times reached 20 degrees, okay? Maternal and infant mortality for Black Americans is still far higher than white Americans. Why? Okay. Researchers have found that maternal stress brought on by cumulative experiences of racism and sexism in the factor of low birth weight is leading cause of infant mortality. Infants of Black mothers die at 2 times the rate of Hispanic infants. Black mothers die at 3 to 4 times the rate of non-Hispanic mothers. Although Black mothers are 22% more likely than white women to die from heart disease, they are 243% more likely to die from maternity-related causes, because a lot of doctors are white supremacists. A lot of nurses are white supremacists. So you have to understand, if I go to an all-white hospital, the chances of my baby living is very low. People don't understand that. But I did a show on that also about the mortality rate among Black people when you have a white doctor. Okay, it's higher than when you have a Black doctor. Okay, let's continue. The United States has a higher maternal mortality rate compared to other affluent countries, and the disproportionate number of Black mothers dying is one of the drivers. Okay, we have to understand, you guys, that when you are in a system, everything is against you. When you are in a system, I've talked about
some ways of how we can get out of the system, okay? Let's talk a little bit about the wealth gap. I'm not going to be on here too much long. Give me about 10 more minutes and we'll be done, okay? Much wealth is passed down from generation to generation, this white folks, okay, through monetary inheritance and property. Property. I told my daughters, I bought that land. I'm leaving it to my granddaughter. I told her, you cannot under no circumstance sell this land. This is your wealth, okay? I'm going to buy more land when I get there. This is my generational wealth, okay? It'll be in the will, but they cannot sell that land ever, okay? As families accumulated wealth, they can achieve economic mobility for their children and grandchildren. Unequal opportunities to build wealth through access to homes, equity, high wage paying jobs, and higher education has created a drastic wealth gap between white and black Americans. We know that, right? Okay. Black families have significantly less wealth than white families. Okay. In 2016, white families had an average net worth of what? $170,000, almost 10 times the $17,000 average of black families. Isn't that something? For people of the top percent of household incomes, white families had, $1 million overall median net worth compared to $300,000 of black families. Nationally, people of color, black folks, are more likely to live in poverty than white peers, okay? While 10% white Hispanic Americans live in poverty, 23% of black Americans do. Because I think it's higher than that, you guys, because many white families bulk at buying homes in predominantly black neighborhoods. Home value appreciates, a major source of wealth is inhibited for black families. The devaluing of black people's work has long-term effects. Black women make 62 cents for every dollar. Non-Hispanic white men make based on fully full-time year-round work. Black women have an average cumulative loss of $900,000 of income in their families in their lifetime. Predatory lenders and for-profit schools also contribute to the wealth gap. They target black families with risky and overpriced products, okay? Banks, okay, and other lenders have targeted black families when expensive and unfair, right? We have to pay more everything, more taxes. We pay more everything. When it comes to our electric bill is higher, our insurance is higher. We pay more percentage and car percentages, okay? Percent, 21% for a car loan. Are you serious? Oh, my God, no. Okay, black families with expensive and unfair subprime lenders, loans that often result in foreclosure, especially during the 2008 home crashes that Obama was president then but did nothing to save black families, but he did everything for the white business owners. Okay. Without as much generational wealth, black students must take on more and often riskier debt to access higher education, making it hard for them to build wealth for graduation. Okay. They give you all these loans that you can qualify for, but loans go to the school, not to you, right? You can't get no school home loan. You can't get no a business loan, but you can get an educational loan, right? That's going to keep you in debt, family. Come on now. For-profit schools also target black students, many of them older and part-time. 65% of black boroughs at for-profit four-year colleges end up dropping out, responsible for paying down debt that did not result in a degree, keeping you in debt, okay? The criminal justice system. Throughout the U.S. history, the justice system has been used to watch, control, detain, exploit, and in too many cases, kill black people, okay? We're talking about the criminal justice system, okay? Mass surveillance of black Americans began in the 17th century and countries today, okay, and continues today. Throughout history, policing, okay, the ability of black Americans to move around freely was a method of what? Instilling fear and asserting white dominance. Many law enforcement methods today arose from these early practices. Come on. The Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 mandated that citizens aid and assist in the return of escaped slaves
or face harsh penalties. Slave patrols, police officers, that's your police now, made up of white community members, beat, terrorized, and kept enslaved Americans under surveillance at the directive of local authorities. After the Civil War, vigilante groups, including KKK, continued the tactics of the slave patrol to control and terrorize black Americans. Come on now. The U.S. Supreme Court, they never said that they were terrorists, dude. Never call them terrorists, but they call them an NFAC that wasn't terrorized, never hung, never killed anybody, a terrorist group, right? Okay. They got Grandmaster Jay up on charges, but the Proud Boys still out doing what they do, right? The U.S. Supreme Court decided Terry versus Ohio in the 68, permitting police to stop and frisk a citizen based on a reasonable suspicion the person had committed a crime, a change from the standard of a, I'm trying to rush, I'm going to stop rushing, okay, probable cause, okay, from 2004 to 2012, the New York Police Department briefly detained and usually physically searched 4.4 million people, 80% were black, Latinos, and in 98.5% of the searches, the subject was not carrying any weapons. Okay, that's in 98.5% of the time. Okay, convict labor and replacement of slavery. 13th Amendment in the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery, right? Except to punish as punishment for a crime. This clause was used to justify convict Grandover. Who's talking to? Who is she?
Lady said that I was online and I got
arrested for. Who is that? I'm sorry, you guys. Somebody trying to scam my baby.
Hello.
Let me talk to her.
So you said again I got selected. I didn't do anything. Here,
ma'am.
I'm sorry, Zaire. You're breaking up.
Okay, she is a minor. What can I help you with?
Oh, okay. So we were calling today because she had registered online with one of our marketing partners.
Okay.
And her name was selected to receive.
Okay, she's not interested. Thank you. She's a minor.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, you guys. I need to chastise my granddaughter. I'm sorry, you guys. Somebody trying to scam her, so we're going to talk about that when I'm done. Hold on. I'm so sorry, you guys. Hold on. But I still got to, you know, I got to be grandma. Got to make sure my baby good. Okay, we're going to handle that when I'm done with this. Okay. Thank you guys, for being so patient with me. I'm sorry. To detain black people, southern states enacted black codes under which only black people were arrested and prosecuted for minor offenses such as loitering, breaking curfew, vagrancy, carrying weapons, and not having proof of employment. How do you do that? Thank you, Isaac. Thank you. I had to make sure my baby wasn't being scammed. Well, she's a minor, and you're trying to tell me she won something. Whatever. To detain black people, southern states enacted black codes under which only black people were arrested and prosecuted for minor offenses such as loitering, breaking curfew, vagrancy, carrying weapons, and not having proof of insurance. As more and more black people were incarcerated, states profited by leasing prisoners to private industries like railways and mining, where black Americans were forced to do dangerous and deadly work for no pay. Okay? Now, this is still going on today. Today, it's the Louisiana State Penitentiary, known as Angola, prisoners who are mostly black, working in fields that were once part of a private slave plantation. They are supervised by mostly white guards who are known as freemen, okay? Since 1990, Department of Defense surplus programs have increased many local police departments' access to military-grade equipment, okay? Isn't that what they were talking about when Bush and Trump had all, I mean, Biden and Obama and Trump had these military equipment trying to patrol America, okay, to help eliminate military waste and support the war on drugs? The Department of Defense introduced programs that produced. See, hang up.
Well, I'm telling you, okay, my daughter, my grand, they're still trying, okay, I want you to, give me that phone, Zaire. Hand me the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Hand me the phone. I'm sorry, you guys. I got to handle this. Can you not call her ever again, please? Block this number.
They're talking about I'm a Medicare. What?
Okay, I want you to block them. I'm sorry, you guys. Please block their number and send us, block their number and hand me the phone while I'm online. I'm sorry, you guys. Yep, block the number, and I'm almost done, you guys. Almost done. Okay. Police and departments receive receiving the military experience has more policies, has more police violence, and deployed the equipment more often to communities of color, and particularly black communities, okay, to help eliminate military waste and support the wage on drugs. The Department of Defense introduced a program that provided police departments free access to military-grade equipment. The equipment has included assault rifles, grenade launchers, battle uniforms, and armored vehicles. Why do they need this in America? If you own America ground, why do you need all of these, all of this? I don't understand. Why would they need that? But they told you where they put their stuff in. Because when the Capitol Police were going over the fence, they had no police there, right? No Raiders, no U.S. Guard. They didn't have the National Guard there. They didn't have anybody there, right? But then what, black folk was marching for George Floyd. They had all of this. They had all the grenades, the assault rifles, the grenade launchers, the battle uniform, and the armored vehicles, didn't they? When people were protesting, not violently, but they were protesting George Floyd, okay? They had all this there. But then when these white folk was going up over the Capitol Wall, where was the grenades and the rifles and the uniforms and the battle launchers? What was all of this at the end for them? They weren't there, right? Police departments receiving military equipment and more police violence and deployed the equipment more often to communities of color, black folks, okay? Use of force by police is one of the leading causes of death for men of color aged 25 to 29. Yes, they're so scared of us. Yes, I guess they are. Yes, they know. But we would never treat them the way they treated us. I'm almost done, you guys. Research has shown that about more than 1,000 black men and boys will be killed by police, the highest lifetime risk for any racial or ethnic group. If you have a boy, you need to get out of America. Take your child with you. 99% of killings by police from 2013 to 2019 have not resulted in officers being charged with a crime. Black women were arrested three times more often than white women during the police initiative. Traffic and street stops are more likely to have forced use on them than white women, okay? The prison population is disproportionately black. Black adults are 5.9 times more likely to be incarcerated than white adults. 33% of U.S. prisoners are black compared to 12% of the general population, while white people are 30% of the prisoners and 63% of the general population. Black women were nearly twice as likely to be incarcerated as white women in 2017. 2020, 41.4% of prisoners on death row were black and 42% were white. Black youth are overrepresented in juvenile justice system. 14% of the general U.S. population under the age of 18 is black. But 42% of the boys in juvenile facilities are black, as are 35% girls. Okay? Bail bonds are set twice as high for black defenders than white defenders. Okay? We know that from George Floyd, and Kyle Rittenhouse is out walking around right now, who killed two people, okay? Y'all don't even know. Bail bonds are set twice as high, okay? Young black men are 50% more likely than white defenders to be held in pretrial detention, right? Ex-offenders face high unemployment and hiring biases after reentry. Black men do, but white folk can come out of jail and get a job today. Black folk, the only one that had this problem. While many employees are reluctant to hire job applicants with a criminal record, but guess what? Once you go to jail, you come out, your record should be clean, you should be able to move forward, right? Nope. Let me finish. I'm almost done, you guys. Okay, they said, while many employees are reluctant to hire job applicants
with criminal records. Multiple studies have found they are even likely, less likely to hire black people with criminal records. A study of New York City found that only 10% of black job applicants with a criminal record received a callback or a job offer compared to 22% of white applicants with a criminal record and 25% of black applicants without criminal records, all of whom had identical resumes. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you. But I'm trying to help us to understand, you guys. Africa's waiting. It's not always. I try to help you to understand structural racism. You see all these places we can't get away from it. It's in your work, in housing, education, voting, health, wealth gap, criminal justice. Where else is there enough to go? There's nothing else to do but to exit America. If you want to live a life and have some peace, I want everybody on here, the sound of my voice, to watch the show, Go Black to Africa. It's Go, B-L-A-C-K, the number 2, Africa. And I'm telling you, this dude is off the chain. I love him. I love his show. He talks about nothing but the joy of being in Africa. He also gives you a way out. He also offers you business plans. He also, Dr. Harnett also is another one that you could watch. She gives you a lot of plans as far as business ideas, ways that you can make money there in Africa. I'm trying to see. There was Mark Goes to Africa. I think there's another one. And then you have Black Sit. I'm looking on here to see who usually listen to. You also have the Melanated Man, Mr. Mosby. He's there. Of course, Dennis Amir, he's a realtor that can help you find an apartment in Gambia, Ghana, Tanzania, Rwanda. But listen, start listening and start feeding your spirit with things that can help you, with people that can help you, and get ideas and start planning what you need to do in order to be free. You have boys. If you have boys and you're on here on this live, your children's lives, your life depends on it. Here today, gone tomorrow. They killed the 14-year-old Micaiah, okay? She had a weapon. So what? Kyle Rittenhouse had an AR-15. Dylan Roof killed 9 people. Kyle killed 2, and they still live. So how many people did Micaiah kill? 9. She had a knife. So what? Dylan Roof had an AR-15. Kyle Rittenhouse had an AR-15. I'm just saying. You have people, one man shot at the priest 200 times, and not one shot was fired back at him. So they have you believing that it's okay for you to die. But when they come up, because the first thing the police officer says, oh, she had a knife. It doesn't matter. I don't care what she had. I don't care if she had a freaking grenade in her hand. Kyle Woodhouse had a whole weapon in his hand, but he lived. So, no, don't miss me with it. Because you come up to our neighborhood, does that mean that they have to die? For one, stop calling them. For two, get your tickets to going back to Africa. Get your tickets today. Get your tickets and plan. Start planning your stuff. Go Black to Africa tells you. He just did a video on Tanzania, what it's going to take for you to get there and how much is it going to take and what kind of visa and pass you're going to need, because you need a visa. Once you have your visa here, right? You have your visa. But when you get there, you're going to need another visa to visit the country. And Gambia, you can get it there. Tanzania, I think you can get it there, but I'm not sure. But you can, you know, there you can write these or call these places to find out if you need, I know you need a COVID test, excuse me, like 72 hours in advance, you need a COVID test, but you don't have to take the vaccine, okay? You do need a visa, but some places will allow you to get the visas when you get to the airport, and some places you have to have a visa and apply. It's only $25 online. If you get to the airport, you have to pay maybe $40 for it. But it's okay. Oh, okay, United One. Yes, you're getting smart. You guys, it's time to go. My show is not just about talking about the problem. It's always a conclusion. The conclusion of the matter is time to leave America. You are fighting. You are dying every day. They're giving monies to people that's not even dying. That's not even a 911. Black folk are in a 911 in America. And, yes, America is the most racist country. If you are from another country, and you are trying to move to America, beware. Enter at your own risk. Police are killing black folks with no consequence. They are not even being brought up on charges. So if you come to America and you live in another country and you're black and you're coming to America, you might not make it out alive. You might not make it out alive. So think about that. If you come into America for the milk and honey, American dream, Africa's the place. You're not going to find it here in America. All you're going to get here in America is death. So be very careful if you are entering America. Enter at your own risk. Because, like I said, you may not make it out alive. I did not want to be on here this long, you guys. I know I try to make it an hour and a half, so 11:30 to 1, but went over a little bit. I do appreciate each and every person that visited, that came by, that will drop by. Like and share, like and share, like and share. Hit the thumbs up. I'm here every Tuesday at 11:30 to 1, every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1. Like and share, family. It doesn't cost you anything. Like and share, like and share, like and share. We're trying to get the videos out. We want people to understand that there is problems here in America, yes, but there are also solutions. And for us to keep on complaining about those solutions, it's not going to help. It's not helping. So don't keep complaining about something that you have power to fix. Don't complain about what black folks, what police are doing. You have the power to fix it. Get out. Isaac, you said you're making $1,500 a week. Get out. Don't tell people in Africa what you're making. Let those women believe that you don't have a dime and see their heart. See their heart. You don't have to impress anybody over there. But there are people that they're now on the ground, and you can get your Airbnb. You can rent it out. You can lease it out. You can stay in one for $25 a week. I mean, a day, I think, or something like that. Might not be that expensive. Might be $20. Make sure that the Airbnb that you stay in it has a good review. Make sure you see a picture, because I don't know if some of these Airbnbs don't have pictures. I don't go to Airbnbs that don't have pictures. I need to see where I'm going. I need to see the environment. I need to make sure that it's, and my thing is, Africa is safer than America. I'm just saying. There's no part of Africa that I don't think is unsafe. There's part in America that's white supremacy that's unsafe. So I would be very questionable renting an Airbnb in America. Okay, did you guys see where that sixth grader in Idaho, was it Idaho, that just did a school shooting? She was six. She was in the sixth grade, I'm sorry. She was in the sixth grade. She just did a school shooting. But we didn't hear about that, did we? No, we don't hear about that stuff. But she was black. She'd have been posted all over the news, right? Let's go. Let's stop fighting for a country that's not ours. Some of our people are so numb that they don't even know that they're being haunted in the country. You're right. You are right. I'm glad you enjoyed the stream. It's always about information. I'm not going to be on here. I'm not going to hold you guys up any longer. I have a whole lot of stuff to do. It's my off day, so I got a lot to do. And like I said, August, I'm out. And I will be doing live in Africa. Hope you guys will join me. And I hope I make you so jealous when I get there that you guys want to leave. And I'll tell you what, I'll have land. I don't care if you got a tent. Come on. I'm just saying, I have land in Gambia. If you have a tent, you need a place to live, come on. I'm just saying. I want as many out as possible, and I am going to invest in transitional homes when I get there. Okay? So, yes, I'm going to buy more land, and I'm going to put transitional homes on there. I may even have a campsite. So, guess what? You got a tent? Come on. I got a campsite. Put a fence around that mug, and it's going to be big, and I'm going to build a place for us to come, and we're going to be safe. Because we're going to protect each other. We're going to learn how to love, and we're going to learn how to unite, and we're going to be one. Because if you come on my land, if you got a tent, if you don't have a tent, I'll have a tent for you. I'm just saying, if it's a whole lot of people in my house, if y'all got a tent, there's some land, put your tent out until you can get on your feet. I'm just saying. It's going to be about love on my land. I'm helping. I'm going to help. I'm going to build. I'm going to employ my brothers and sisters. The Africans that want to be around black folk and don't mind being black first. Now, if you got a cool mentality, I don't care if you're from America or Africa, I can't work with you. You got that cool mentality. But you got a black first heart and you love black people and it's all about black people, then I rock with you. Let's make this thing happen. Let's build and let's bring it together, because we cannot do this without each other. We're going in a foreign country. But guess what? We got some Africans that love Africa, African-Americans, that are willing to help us and are willing to do for black people are willing to have our back, and we're going to have theirs. But like I said, I'm going to have some land. Who all want to come? You got a tent? Come on. Yes, Africans are so friendly. Don't believe the hype. Phnom, or you know, but you got some black folks, some Coon black folks. You got Coon black folk in America. You're going to have Coon black folk in Africa. But guess what? Mostly, most of them have a heart. And I want a place where black and Africans and black Americans can come. And I might do like a winery. But you can come there and we can talk, play a little jazz music. We can drink a little wine, get to know each other. And that's another vision of mine. And it's not just my vision. It's for anybody that want it. Because somebody may go to the Gambia. Somebody may be in Tanzania with it. But these are ideas where we can go and make money. And it don't cost a whole lot. It may cost you $250. Because I know one, I think it's on the Pan-Africanism Strike Back, and he has several Airbnbs, and they're only like $250 a month. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say that because I'm not sure what they cost. But I'm just saying we can get them for maybe $300. We can get them for $200, and we can use them for Airbnbs, and we can rent them out, okay, in different countries. You can go whatever country you go in. You get to an Airbnb. You rent it out. If you're in Kenya for that week, you rent an Airbnb, rent it out. You go to Tanzania, you get you one in Tanzania. You in Gambia, get you one in Gambia. You in Sierra Leone, get you one in Sierra Leone. You should have about 10 Airbnbs, and that right there will help you to live in Africa until you get on your feet. I'm just saying, $200 here, $200 here, $100 here, $150 here. You got what? You got $1,000? You got what, 5 Airbnbs? You got $2,000? You got 10 Airbnbs. I'm just saying. This is how we're going to protect ourselves. This is how we're going to live there. And then you have a maid service, okay? If you have Airbnbs, you connect a maid service to it so that you'll have, and you're employing your brothers and sisters in Africa. You're giving them employment. You're going to employ them to clean the Airbnb so when somebody moves out weekly or daily, you can send somebody in to clean it. So you can start off with 3 maids, okay? Or 4 maids. You got 5 Airbnbs. You start with 3 maids. And you call them, you know, I don't know if you want to call them maids or you call them, I don't know, whatever. You come up with a name and a name for your company, and you use them to keep your Airbnbs clean and up to par. I'm saying these are ways. It's always about solving the problem. It's not just me coming here saying, blah, 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 this is wrong. Here's a solution. I'm giving you solutions. Let's go, family. You're wasting time. Let's go. Isaac, I want you to come on here next time and have some plans for me. I want you to do some research. Get out. You're making enough money. There's no reason. Your family will follow, I promise you. And if they don't, you're going to be disobedient to Yahuwah that told you to get out. Then you get stuck here and you can't get out, and you possibly get yourself in a predicament, and you be thinking, man, I should have got out. Yes, you should have got out. It's time to go, Isaac. It's time to go. But that's the family. That being said, have an amazing rest of your day. Peace and blessings to everybody, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday at 11:30. Peace, family. All right, Blog Talk, I'm still here. I do appreciate you, Blog Talk, for hanging in there. I know we ended a while ago, but I'm so appreciative, and I thank God for you hanging out with me. Like and share the show. Like and share, and if you have any ideas as far as new shows or any ideas that we can present to you guys for other shows, previous shows that's coming up, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to talk about those issues. But it's all about issues, policies, and procedures. It's all about change here at Racism in America show. Racism in America, and yes, there is a structural racism in America. You have your leaders trying to tell you that it's not what we all see was true. But let's stay focused and let's concentrate on exiting America. Have a great day, family. With that said, peace.